Welcome to the Fuller Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Thursday, the 26th of July, recording at 9:23 p.m. British Summer Time. Now, first the highlights on what I guess was always going to be a dramatic day. The Asian stock markets, well, that's where we saw the least drama. They were mostly steady. Okay, down a bit on in Japan and with the Hang Seng, but you had a number of the Asian markets remaining quite firm. Thailand, India, and China's A shares actually hit a new high for the year. Now, it was a very different story in Europe and the USA and some of the South American markets where we've had a mini meltdown in here today, with some pretty hefty declines in the, well, 2 to 3% category. A little bit smaller on Wall Street. The Dow and the S&P were down 2.26 and 2.33 respectively. Interestingly, the Nasdaq, so often the more volatile index, Nasdaq Composite, was only down 1.84. Now, against that background, government bonds understandably rose quite sharply today. That's gone bond prices. And the price of oil, this has really been swinging all over the place because it got up as high as 77.24 and then fell back to 74.84. where it is right now. So that's actually off a dollar on the day. The US dollar weakened in here again today. Remember, it had rallied quite sharply yesterday, but it's given up part of those gains, not all of them, part of those gains in here today. The precious metals took their cue from Wall Street rather than the dollar, with gold down 11.30. Currently, after hours, it's 663.60. That's bullion. A much smaller decline by platinum. And silver down 26 cents as I speak. The industrial metals, let me just check on these. I think they're all, well, no, I was going to say they're all down. Tin is up in here today. Tin's had one of the most interesting patterns recently, but they're small declines for the industrial metals. The grain and bean complex was stronger in here today. Okay. So what's going on here overall? Well, first, this is far more of a financial panic that may be a bit of hyperbole there in that term, but certainly financial jitters rather than a significant economic problem. Now, of course, if the financial sell-off snowballs, then that obviously can have some financial implications. But overall, I see it as a repricing of risk. And it means that silly loans that should have never been made are now being exposed to such. And suspect loans, well, as I just said, are being repriced in here. And it also means that every other stock listed is not part of the rumor mill in terms of being a takeover or LBO candidate. Now, that's blowing froth off the markets in here. It's really been confined to the USA, well, mainly to the USA and Europe. Overall, though I'd be very surprised if Asia didn't react at minimum on the opening. here tomorrow, given the size of this decline. But I classify it very much as, well, this sets it as either a larger reaction and on the verge of morphing into a correction, I said yesterday, and I think it now qualifies as a correction. I don't see any evidence that it's over. We want to watch the bank shares very, very closely. I think that having led on the way down, they'll be a good indicator. Incidentally, I've done quite a I've done a technical review of the bank indices here today in comment. I haven't posted it yet, but I will shortly after this audio. And the divergence between the Western bank share indices and the Asian bank share indices is stunning. And basically, this just reaffirms my belief that I am right to be overweight, very overweight, in the Asian markets. That doesn't mean that they won't be volatile from time to time. And we certainly are seeing some volatility right now. But that's where the best fundamentals lie, and I think that will remain the case. And there are also some pretty good fundamentals among the resource-producing economies, as you know. It's been a long-running theme on this service. Now, also posted, or shortly to be posted, is a terrific report which a subscriber sent me from First Trust Advisors, and it's called The Hypochondriac Market. It's a short piece, and I think it's a very, very good summary here overall. It's informative as well. There's some good historic parallels or examples to take on board. So, again, we're seeing a stock market correction. It is accelerating somewhat. Now, that's an ending signal, but it's too soon to call an end to this particular decline. I don't think it would be a bad idea if Ben Bernanke and Hank Paulson at the Treasury, Bernanke at the Fed, of course, if they took their cue from the Chinese economic spokesmen who have managed the A-share index so very, very effectively, stemming the bubble development, letting the market go into a medium-term consolidation, stemming also a possible snowballing effect in that market, which, as I mentioned earlier, hit a new high in here today. Okay, government bonds, long-dated government bonds, they, of course, are taking their cue from the stock market. So what we're seeing in this whole re-rating of debt is people moving back into the long-dated instruments, and that's pushing yields down. And the chart pattern suggests that this will go on for a while longer, but I think probably not beyond the sell-off that we're seeing in Western stock markets. In other words, when we start seeing the financial indices improving and start to get some upward dynamics in stock market indices generally, then I think the bond markets will be start to top out in terms of this little rally, and chances are that they will be up within or very close to some pretty formidable resistance on the charts, and I wouldn't want to be in those instruments at that time. That will create selling opportunities overall, but we're not there yet. The U.S. dollar still looks on the ropes, although there is some psychological support near the 80 level for the U.S. dollar index. But I'll hark back to those long-term monthly charts that I posted, oh, it must have been about 3 weeks ago at least, which just, I want to put up a number of the monthly charts. That really puts it in perspective. And the breakouts against the US dollar really did look very, very significant, and everything that has followed subsequently has just reaffirmed those breakouts overall. So I think we're very unlikely to see more than a technical rally in the US dollar. And so far, well, we only had one day's rally here so far. We could get a little bit more. That's not a forecast, just a possibility. I think that the dollar's trend is weaker. And I again maintain that the Asian currencies are best of all. Now, an underperforming Asian currency recently has been the yen. And actually, the yen was even weaker than the dollar up until about a month ago. And the yen is getting a good technical rally in here, and that could carry on a little bit further. But you know, when the proverbial Mrs. Watanabe can get a yield of 8.2, let me restate that, get a yield of 8.25% in New Zealand, why should she hold the Japanese yen? Or if she puts that in a deposit account, really is yielding, must be 0.25% or less. And the answer is she won't. Not for long, at any rate. The industrial metals remain well underpinned by support overall. It's still a case of nickel looking for a low down here near the 30,000 level. It hasn't quite touched that yet, although it probably will. I suspect we've begun the bottoming out process for nickel. I also suspect we've begun the topping out process for lead. And I think I've said in earlier audios that when it got up to, it briefly touched the 3,500 level, and it had accelerated. That's the LME third month price, and it accelerated on that move. So that suggests to me that lead's almost certainly now in a topping phase prior to a medium-term correction. So these industrial metals are by no means synchronized in terms of their medium-term moves, but they all remain within long-term overall upward trends in line with the supply and elasticity meets rising demand theme. Tin looks like one of the more interesting ones in terms of short to medium term upside potential. Crude oil, well, I've said it before, I expect the petroleum contracts to encounter resistance near last year's highs, create a little bit of volatility before the overall bull trend is resumed. And the agricultural commodities, very much affected by the by weather, but where we had seen good gains, we've seen some corrections recently. That's not surprising. It says that people have closed down some positions here overall, a little bit of deleveraging taking place. So that had brought down things like cotton, which had been particularly strong up until a couple of weeks ago. And it's now boosting some of the grains, which had seen some quite significant setbacks on the improved weather. And I think that's pretty much it. So all the best to all of you.